Hi, and welcome to our service. If you're new here, you may be wondering who we are and what this church is all about. Well, the heart of the matter is this. We're a group of people doing our best to love God and love those around us. One of the ways we express this love is through worship, because our God is truly amazing. He created everything, great and small, and His love for us is incredible, powerful, and completely unconditional. We also spend time looking into His Word, the Bible, and receive practical teaching to guide us along His path in our everyday lives. But it doesn't end when the service is over. Throughout the week, we gather in groups to serve, pray, reach out to our community, and sometimes just to hang out and have fun. Life is full of challenges, and none of us are perfect. But we believe that's one of the reasons God has brought us together. We're all here to help and support each other through each step of life's journey, because nobody should have to travel alone. So thanks for joining us today. No matter who you are, we want you to know you are welcome.
Jesus. We have one praise song for Jesus today, and we have an amazing production. You guys ready? Let's praise Jesus.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Come ye to Bethlehem.
Come and behold Him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord.
Sing choirs of angels, sing in exaltation, sing all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord.
For He alone is worthy.
For He alone is worthy.
For He alone is worthy, Christ the Lord. We give You all the glory. We give You all.
Adore our God this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Come on.
Come and adore Him. Come and adore Him. Come and adore Him, for He is worthy. Come and adore Him. Come and adore Him. Come and adore Him, for He is worthy. Come and adore Him. Come and adore Him. Come and adore Him, for He is worthy. Come and adore Him. Come and adore Him.
Come and adore Him.
Come on,
for He is worthy.
Come and adore Him. Come and adore Him. Come and adore Him. For He is worthy. Come and adore Him. Come and adore Him. Come and adore Him. For He is worthy. Come and adore Him. Come and adore Him. Come and adore Him, for He is worthy. Come and adore Him. Come and adore Him. Come and adore Him, for He is worthy.
Oh, come, let us adore Him.
Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him.
adore him, come and adore him, for he is worthy. Come and adore him, come and adore him, come and adore him, for he is worthy. Come and adore him, come and adore him, come and adore him, for he is worthy. Come and adore him, come and adore him, come and adore him, for he is worthy.
Come on, give God some praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. I said good morning, everybody. Shout it out loud, Merry Jesusmas. That's right. I think Christmas is Christmas. But boy, I love saying Merry Jesusmas. It gets our eyes where they're supposed to be. Now, I'd like to put my eyes on, but then you couldn't see my eyes. Been out in the parking lot. Thank God for 28-degree weather. It is a heat increase. I feel the Lord. And the petting zoo is here. Praise the Lord. We also are blessed. We have WENY with us this morning. And they enjoy being with us and just seeing what God is doing here at His Tabernacle Family Church. We want to welcome you. We want to welcome all of our family on live stream. We just want to say thank you so much for bringing your family to the house of God. You are a brilliant individual to bring your family to the house of God. Why? There's no greater place to be than in His presence. Amen. So I'm going to have Pastor Rhonda open in prayer, and then we are just going to enjoy what Jesus is going to do.
Father, we just thank you so much. We thank you that we have the privilege to come and celebrate you. We are so thankful and so grateful for who you are and everything that you've done. God, you are a giving God. You have given us, you began giving. You've given us everything. You've given us life, salvation, eternal life, peace, joy, help. You are such an awesome God. We love you and we do come to adore you. We thank you, Jesus. We celebrate you this season. In your precious name, thank you that you are here in this place where two or more are gathered. Your presence is in this place. So we just thank you for it. In your precious, precious name, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Can we sing that one song, Oh Come Let Us Adore Him, just one more time? I missed it. I was in the parking lot.
Adore him, oh come let us adore him, Christ.
Come on, think about what you're singing.
Oh come let us adore him, oh come let us adore him, oh come let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Amen. Can you give Jesus a hand clap this morning? Praise God. On your way back to your chair, can you welcome five or six folks and say, Merry Jesusmas. Come on, don't go sit down. Go find somebody you don't know this morning and say, Merry Jesusmas. Merry. The Bible says if you want to be a friend, you got to be friendly. Amen. Come on, welcome somebody. Say, Merry Jesusmas.
Good morning, His Tabernacle Family Church. How's everybody doing this morning? Oh, you guys sound a little bit quiet. Y'all had 2 more hours of sleep than all we did. So who's excited to be here in the house of the Lord? Come on, put your hands together. Amen, amen. Thank you so much for coming out to our 11 a.m. service. We're incredibly excited to worship with you. At this time, I want to just recognize any first-time guests. If this is your first time in our building to worship with us, can you just lift up your hands, please? This is your first time in our building. Amen. Come on, put your hands together for them. Yes. Awesome. If you could, please keep your hands lifted. Our team is coming through right now to give you a guest packet. There'll be some information in there for them. We have one up here in the front row. And we have one over on this side. Let's clap for them one more time. We want to get you, make sure you have all the information. We still have one up here and one over there. All right, I also want to invite you to our guest reception right after service. It's going to be on my left and your right. You will just walk down that hallway. We will find you. I want to give you some coffee, some treats, just to let you know thank you so much for coming to worship with us, meet some people on our staff. And we want to also invite you back next week to our Sunday service. We don't want you to just be a visitor here. We want this church to become your family. So again, one more time, let's clap for our first-time guests. Thank you so much for coming to worship with us. We also want to invite everyone out to our Christmas Eve service this Tuesday. It's going to be at 7 p.m. is when our service will start. But if you have kids or if you just have a sweet tooth, we want to invite you out at 6 p.m. for some cookie decorating. It was so much fun last year. We want to do that again with you guys this year. So 6 p.m. for us to decorate cookies and 7 p.m. for our service. We also want to invite you out to our New Year's Eve service, December 31st. Pastor's excited. I hope you are as well. That's going to be at 6:30 p.m. We're looking forward to worshiping with you as we usher in the new year. Amen? All right, we have some video announcements for you.
Family, are you looking to grow closer in your relationship with God and learn more about what you believe as a Christian? Or are you new here and looking to get more connected but not sure how? That's why we designed the classes Next Steps and Growth Track. These classes were specifically designed to help you grow, learn, and become more connected with what we do here as a family at His Tabernacle. For more information, check us out online or visit us at the information desk out front.
Hi, HT family. My name is Minister Mackenzie, and I am here to invite you to our New Year's Eve celebration. So on December 31st at 6:30 p.m., Ithaca and Mansfield campus are going to come here to the Horseheads campus and celebrate our new year. We're going to celebrate everything that was accomplished over 2019, and we're going to find out what our theme is for 2020. So I will see you here. Child care is $5 at the door. Come get anointed, get fired up with the Word of God, and let's set goals for 2020 to accomplish as the entire body of Christ.
One of my favorite times of our church is coming up, and that is our time of corporate fasting and prayer. This is when we're going to get together as a corporate body and begin to seek the face of the Lord as we believe for supernatural breakthrough for the upcoming year. This year, I'm also excited to let you know that we have expanding our time of fasting and prayer from January 2nd to January 16th. We're gonna have 2 weeks of going on a Daniel fast. We're gonna give you guys all the information for you to be successful in that. We will still maintain our services on January 5th through January 8th. Be on the lookout on social media and the website for more information. But begin to prepare your heart, begin to prepare your mind, and we believe that 2020 will be the greatest year yet, and it will kick off with fasting and prayer.
Amen. Lots of exciting things going on at His Tabernacle, as always. We're entering into the time of tithes and offerings, and this time we have a very special offering. It's our Happy Birthday, King Jesus. With all of our giving, we've set aside giving for the reason for this season, Jesus. So as we give our tithes and offerings this morning, we're going to have a special bucket in the center. The golden bucket will be for your gift for Jesus. And Pastor is excited to announce what this gift is going to be going to. And we're experiencing it in the foyer today. So
it was 8 degrees in the parking lot this morning. Wow. Somebody said, is it chilly, Pastor? I said, no, it's cold. They said, Pastor, your nose and ears look red. I said, no, they're frozen. So I want to remind you what we're doing. And if you're a guest in the house, this is just for the family. But what we're going to be doing, and we're going to show you photographs here, we're going to be closing in. We're going to put like a vestibule on the outside where where those pillars are. You'll see that over there before and after. We want to thank Mark Macer's company for drawing this up for us and designing it. Bless the house of God. But what we're looking to do is we want to get that done so that when you come in, you're going to be warmer. Turn to someone and say, I like being warmer. Amen. If you've been in the foyer, it is cold. But number two, what it does, it's going to save money. Amen. We want to be able to be good stewards of God's finances, and so it's going to do both. So if you're interested in sewing, that's what this special gift is. Maybe you didn't bring it today. You can give it online or bring it even next week. But on our regular tithes and offerings, we just want to say thank you for being so faithful, and I just want to tell you how you've helped. This week, of course, is our production. Wait till you see it. It is phenomenal. But we got told, I think about a week and a half ago, that 6 of our lights went down. So how many of you see these green lights and the red lights that are sitting on top? We had to buy this week 6 of them at $12,000. And that's the cost that they hit the churches with. So I just want to say thank you. Turn to someone and say thank you for being a tither. Thank you for being a giver. Thank you for your faithfulness. Amen. And we just want to say thank you for all you do for Jesus. Because lives, we had people get saved on first service. That's worth it all, isn't it? Can I hear an amen? Let's all stand to our feet. Let's get ready to give this morning. If you're a guest in the house, we just want to let you know again, there is no pressure or obligation in any way, shape, or form. This is for our family, and they call this their home. But if you would like to give, you're more than welcome. And we would love to make our supernatural proclamation. How many believe the Bible is true? Then let's make the declaration of the Lord found in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Shout it out loud. If I obey, I'm blessed going in. And I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in my storehouse. And I'm blessed in my basket. Come on now. The blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up. Because I'm a child of God. I said I'm a child of God. Then shout, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on and bless the Lord with your tithe and your offering this morning. I want to thank you for watching by live stream. This is your moment. This is your moment to give. And I thank you for watching. If this is your home, this is where you tithe, and this is where you sow. You can give your birthday gift to Jesus right there online. And you can also text to give. We love you.
Be faithful, joyful, and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Him Christ the Lord.
Sing,
wise of angels,
sing in exaltation, sing all ye citizens of heaven.
Oh, come.
adore Him, Christ the Lord.
Amen. Aren't you excited to be in the house of God? Aren't you excited to be here on Christmas season? I just love the Christmas season. I play Christmas music all the way in July. I follow God. Amen. I love just singing in the joy and remembering what Jesus has done for us and that he came for us. And I am blessed that you're in the house. Now, we are going to ask that during the production that you do not please stay out of the middle aisles or you will be run over. And we do have EMTs on scene if necessary. But we encourage you, just like the week I was riding the bicycle around the altar, that you do not, that you are not in the center aisles for that purpose. Today we have a production for you, and it is a production. You are going to love it. It is the best, I think. I know this. Can I give a special thank you to Minister McKenzie? Where is she? Where is Minister McKenzie? There you are. She actually wrote this whole play. She wrote this whole production, and she's overseen it, and it is going to be amazing. And Pastor Aaron Stearns. Amen. So we're very blessed. We love you. We're very proud of you. We want you to know one of the projects we're doing here in the future is we're going to be producing our own worship CD, our own worship music. And so they're in the process of doing that now, and then we'll be going to production. I believe we already have 3 songs produced, and we're going to be producing more, and you're going to be able to have a His Tabernacle, your own worship, what do they call it? Is it CD, album?
We'll have a full album when we're done.
We'll have an album. Amen. Thank you so much. This is, she hates when I do that, that's why I do it. The name of the production is called The Ultimate Love Story. Every one of us are all looking for the same thing. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you've come from. I don't care how little money you have or how much money you have. I don't care if you live on the upper side or the lower side. I don't care if you're from Istanbul or if you are from Horseheads in Corning. It doesn't matter where you're from, every human being is looking for the same exact 2 things. Number 1, we all want to be genuinely loved. And number 2, we all want to be accepted. And I want you to know, as you're watching this, I want you to see the unfolding of God not only saying he loves you, but proving he loves you. Welcome to The Ultimate Love Story.
I can't believe she's really gone.
I know. It felt just last week she was helping us, like every year, getting us ready for Christmas, and then she just...
Hey, it's all right. This isn't the first storm our family's been through, and we've made it through all those, so we'll make it through this too, and we know she's in heaven with Jesus, so we do have that.
Yeah. So I'm sure he really needs her up there, huh? Hey, God, do you know our entire Christmas tradition is centered around going to Graham's house? You know, making the cookies, having family dinner, and all the games? No, it's all right. You're good, right? Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm sure in all of your riches and glory and all the angels you have up there, you needed her too. It's all cool. It's straight. We're fine. We'll make it happen, I guess. We have no choice now. We'll figure it out. We always do. We'll flip our entire family tradition around in a week and a half. Thanks, God.
Jack,
appreciate it.
Jack, you know that's not how it is.
No, I actually don't know how it is. What I do know is that for the first time ever, I actually prayed by myself, asking God to save Graham's life, and he took her anyway.
Do you think maybe she got up to heaven and didn't want to come back down here? I come that you have life and life more abundantly. Jack, that's John 10:10. That's the word of God. God doesn't take life, he gives it. We're all hurting right now, Jack. Graham took care of all of us.
Took care of us? Really? Isabella, do you know what it's like to be adopted by a couple that can't have kids of their own? And pretty much immediately after, God gives them a miracle baby and they leave you with the grandmother? Do you understand how many family photos I was left out of? How many family vacations I didn't get to go on because they just dropped me off at Graham's house and they took you and the boys? No, I know you don't remember, but I do.
That's not true. Mom and Dad love you. They got overwhelmed. You and I don't know what it's like to be told that we could never have kids, and then bam, back to back to back, three kids in a row. And you're right, I was young, but I do remember how much trouble you used to get into. Fights at school, skipping class, sneaking out of the house. Mom and Dad, they just didn't know what to do with you.
They didn't know what to do with me? Now you're going to defend them. Unbelievable. If it wasn't for Graham taking me after you were born, they probably would have just given me back. Do you understand what it's like to feel like you're being treated as a mistake or a regret?
You're right. I don't understand. And I'm not going to pretend like I do. But our family needs us to be strong. No. Your nieces and nephew need us to be strong. Mom and Dad need us to be strong.
No, I don't want to hear any of that. Graham was my strength. She was my everything.
Hey, Jack, do you have any games that I can play on your phone?
One, don't touch me. Two, no.
What are you doing in here? You're supposed to be playing with your brothers.
I'm bored.
Bored? Really? Bored.
I want to get it. I'm already up. I'm getting it.
Get it.
So she's just going to get the door.
Hi! There's a man in our house and we don't know him.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hi.
So, hi, I'm the lawyer. So, we were going over your grandmother's will. Besides getting everything split up accordingly, besides the estate, actually, we were instructed to give you guys these letters.
Huh.
All right, here you go, ma'am.
Thank you.
Not a problem. So, I'm going to go ahead and let myself out. Please try and enjoy your night, okay?
Bye.
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 I can't believe this. If Graham took time to write us a letter, she had to have known she was going to pass away.
No. There's got to be a mistake. If she knew, she would have told us.
I'm going to tell you, I don't think I can read this right now.
I'll read it, Mom.
Okay.
Dearest Bella, if you're reading this, then that means I'm finally with Jesus. Although I'm gone, I know our family will be all right because you've been praying for them right along with me, just like I taught you. Our family needs you now that you're the only one who truly knows Jesus. It's time for you to be strong and trust in the Lord now more than ever before. The seeds we've both been planting in your brothers and sisters all these years are finally starting to spring up. Do not give up on them. They're almost ready, even Jack.
Whoa, hang on. Whoa, time out. Flag on the play. What does that even mean, even Jack?
Uncle Jack, no offense, but I've never seen you go to church. And you may have a few Bibles, but they all have a bunch of inches of dust on them.
Don't talk to your uncle like that. Just keep reading.
Family's the most important thing we could ever have. The whole reason Jesus came was to create a family and to restore the family that God created in the garden. Even though I'm gone, Jesus can restore our family all over again. With all my love, Graham.
Family? In the garden, there were two people naked in a jungle eating fruit, talking to animals and listening to the voices inside their head. That sounds like more of a hippie convention than a family reunion to me.
over creation of me all the time.
That's true. Great-grandma, went over creation with her a lot.
I think this is her Bible.
Hey, that is Graham's Bible.
I read you a verse out of this. It's not a hippie convention, whatever that is. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and it was empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God was hovering.
Oh, it's hovering, dear.
Hovering, thanks, Mom, over the surface of the waters. Then God said,
"Let there be light."
And there was light. Let's see. Oh, in verse 14 it says, "Then God said,
let lights appear in the sky to separate the day from the night. Let them be signs to mark the seasons, days, and years. Let these lights shine down in the sky onto earth."
And that's what happened. God made two great lights. He made the larger one to govern the day, and he made the smaller one to govern the night. He also made the stars. And then he made all the animals in the oceans. There were all kinds of animals in there. There were stingray and seahorse and jellyfish.
All right, stop.
Buzzkill.
But what does any of this have to do with the family of God? Get out of here. Go. Bye. Go on.
Aww.
Go. You guys, this way, right here. Come on. All you guys too, go. Hey. Hasta bye-bye. Bye-bye. Go. Go. Come on. One by one, two by two, red fish, blue fish, all of that. Go on. Come on.
Jack.
What?
Jack, can't you let your niece share the word of God with you?
No, listen.
For a minute?
I'm all right about talking about God or whatever, but stick to the point, please. Look, your letter. Where did it say? Yeah, the whole reason Jesus came was to create a family and to restore the family that God created in the garden.
You'd rather hear about that than this?
Yes.
Fine. Let's see, God takes the rib, let's make man in our image, aminals, verbs, blah, 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 blah. All right, here in chapter 2. The Lord God placed the man into the Garden of Eden to tend and to watch over it. The Lord God then said,
"It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper who is just right for him."
So the Lord God formed from the ground all the wild animals and all the birds of the sky. He then brought them to the man to see who would call them, and the man chose a name for each and every one. evenings to all the livestock, all the wild animals, and all the birds of the sky, but still there was no helper just right for him. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep.
Oh, yep, time to go. All right, get to the point, kid.
Okay, the point is, Uncle Jack, that God, Adam, and Eve were all like a big family in the garden. But when Adam and Eve sinned, they messed up how the family was supposed to work. Separation between God and his family. But now that he came and rose again, there's no more separation between God and his true family.
Oh, you've been listening during his kids' church. I'm so proud of you.
It's all a fairy tale.
What?
It's a fairy tale.
Can you go check on your brothers? I haven't heard from them in a while.
Michael, Mordecai.
Listen, Jack, if you don't want to believe the word of God, even though I know that you know it's the truth, that's on you. But please don't tell my daughter it's a fairy tale.
But you don't see how crazy this whole thing is.
No.
All right, let me paint a picture for you here. How does God go from restoring his whole family and at the same time taking the one person that was my real family? You just don't get it. You know what? You know, we may have grown up in the same family, but we lived two completely different lives. You kept yours. I lost mine.
Jack,
no,
wait.
I don't want to hear it.
Jesus, I know you didn't take Graham, but I also know she's up in heaven with you right now. My family is so hurt and confused, but I know you can reach them. I don't know what to do about Jack, but you do. Lord, please help him see that he's always been a part of your family, no matter what his earthly family looks like. Please send someone, anyone who can heal his wounds and soften his heart. Do only what you can do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Left it here somewhere. Where'd it go? No. Seriously, where is it? No, come on. Come on. Come on, where'd it go? I just had it. Oh my gosh, seriously! Did you have to take the letter too? Oh my. Maddie, now really is not the time.
But I have to tell you something.
Go tell your mom.
I did something bad.
Oh, all right. Hold on. All right. Okay. All right, out with it. You. Oh, thank God. Shut it. Maddie, did you open my letter? Taking someone else's property, opening it and reading it, that's stealing. Isabella's gonna kill you.
We don't have to tell her.
Why shouldn't we?
I know you're the one who's been taking great grandma's peanut butter balls every Christmas. I've seen you do it, and I have photo evidence.
Okay, bet. Prove it. Give me that. Oh my. How did you get that?
Secret source, and I have plenty more where that came from. You put great grandma in a panic for years. Last year she got so mad, and she started rebuking the devourer and shouting in town.
Yo! I remember that. Yo, I thought for sure she knew that was me. Oh my gosh, that is fantastic. Oh gosh, that's good. I guess I should probably read this now, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's gonna be no surprise to you.
Before you do that, please let me finish the story of Jesus. Please, please, please. No,
I know
please,
it. I know.
Please,
Graham
please,
took
please,
me for
please,
years.
Please, please. Wait,
Jesus
wait,
was born
wait,
in Bethlehem.
Wait,
oh my gosh! You are so spoiled.
Thank you.
told Mary that she was going to have a baby. But when she told Joseph, he wanted to leave her. Fortunately, an angel came and told Joseph that it was his baby. Everybody in town thought Mary was unfaithful, but they both knew that they were going to be raising God's child. How much pressure do you think would have been on them? It's not even their child, it's God's child. I mean, I know my mom says I'm a know-it-all, but Jesus really didn't know it all. Poor Mary.
Yeah, and poor Isabella, too.
What?
Nothing. Nothing. Continue.
As I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, on top of everything else, they had to pick up and move to Bethlehem for a census.
I see them. I
came from a family where Joseph wasn't his real father, but God was. Jesus knew the plans that he had for him, so he fulfilled them. When we accept Jesus into our hearts, we all become a part of God's family. I hope you realize that soon.
Dear Jack, Ephesians 1:5. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. Luke 8:21. But Jesus answered and said to them, "My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it." John 1:12. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. Romans 8:14 and 15. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. So you have not received the Spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba Father. I had a family this entire time, and I just never realized it.
It's okay. I'm just glad you see how perfectly you're loved, both here with us and by God. All right, come on. We have some Christmas shopping to finish. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Gotta go.
Oh, by the way, I saw this really suspicious picture of you and some peanut butter balls.
We shook on it!
Can't trust her.
Amazingly enough, there are folks in the room that are exactly Jack. For some reason, some situation in your life, you've actually blamed God and you become angry with God. And I want you to hear me now very clearly. Jesus never came to hurt you. The Bible says the devil's come to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus came that you might have life and life abundant. You see, God has a phenomenal plan for you, and God has a purpose for you. And the enemy constantly is striving to disengage you from your actual reason for breathing. In all of our quest for love, in all of our quest for acceptance, many of us have found or temporarily found people in our lives. And sadly, we've all in some capacity have lost somebody. And in that loss, we realize how temporary life actually is. But the amazing part about the ultimate love story is that God's plan is to build a family. That God's plan is that you and I would become children. That you and I aren't just fragmented or being marietted by a God in heaven, but intimately involved in every aspect and every facet of our lives. Jesus loves you. He loves you for exactly who you are. You have been fearfully and wonderfully made. You are not an accident. You've been divinely purposed. The challenge is in our world today that the things of God are seen more like a religious action or, well, I've joined a church and I'm here to tell you, we don't have a religion for you to join. We don't even have a church for you to join. We don't have a membership. But I have somebody I want you to know. I have somebody I want you to meet. And it's not a story, and it's not just a fictitious ideal, but it truly is. It is the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who came as a child, and he died on a cross, and he rose again on the third day. It's called the good news. Why? Because he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God. Jesus paid it all, not for religion. Jesus paid it all for family. He's passionately desiring you to be with him for all of eternity. He paid the price that our sins that separated us with Adam and Eve could be restored. His desire is you. He wants you. He's after you. What Jack went through was very real to him. The wounds that he carried in his heart, blaming God. But you need to know the God that you serve. God has no malice towards you. God is not trying to hurt you. Or in Bible school, I remember it used to be, don't tell God you don't want to go to Africa because that's exactly where he sends you. You know, that was a twisted mindset of who God was. The Lord wants to bless you abundantly above all you could even ask or imagine. He wants you to know him in such intimacy, in such relationship, that in the midnight hour when nobody else is around and you feel like you're all by yourself, when you call on him, when you talk to him, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you always to the end of the earth. He loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. It is the ultimate love story. Humanity might leave, but Jesus never will. Religion, I don't have one for you. Jesus, he's waiting for you. And he loves you. We all know the story of Mary. I want to remind you that Mary was probably about 14 years old. She wasn't like, you know, we wait till 21, 25 to get married. She was just a young child, 14 years old. And the angel of the Lord, Gabriel, appeared to her and shared with her that she was found favored amongst all the others on the entire planet. God had chosen to use this young lady, this lady with a pure heart, to birth, to carry the Messiah of the world. You can imagine the overwhelmed sensation of not knowing what to say or not knowing what to do, but she had to make a decision. The word of God declares in the book of Luke chapter 1 that Mary made a choice and said this, whatever you want to do with my life, so be it as unto your word. At that very moment, we need to conceive and have an understanding of what that actually means. That actually means that she knew she was going to be accused of having sex outside of marriage. She knew that her friends would reject her, that her parents would have something to say. And even worse of all, she knew that her fiancé, now listen, it's not the same of today. The laws back in those days with the Jewish nation was simply when you were engaged, you were considered married for the year before you were actually married. And there could be no intimacy in any way, shape, or form. And the only way to break off the engagement was to actually get a bill of divorcement. Can you imagine being engaged to a young man and now you're pregnant? And you say, well, the Lord said that he came upon and fertilized the seed in my life and now I'm carrying the Messiah. Can you imagine what Joseph was thinking? But then God appeared to him through an angel. And said, I placed within Mary my son, the Messiah, Emmanuel, God with us. His name shall be Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. But the key here was not just that the Messiah was coming, but the one to carry the Messiah had to choose. I want to carry, no matter what people say, the one that will change the world. We're all, right now, every one of us, everyone here in this room, everyone watching by live stream, we're all confronted with the same question that Mary is. Do we choose to carry the Messiah? The one who will save his people from their sins? Or do we choose to care what people think, to care what people say? Do we choose to carry our old wound with God and our misconceptions of who he is? We all have this powerful choice. And today I want to ask you to make a choice. The greatest Christmas present you can give to Jesus is not even your presence in church, but your presence in heaven. The greatest gift you can give to Christ is your life. The Bible says, those who call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. And people have said to me so many times, well, I believe in God. Over 80% of Americans say they are Christians because they believe in God. But the Word says in the book of James, even the devils believe in God and tremble. Believing is not just, hi, I believe, but believing is saying, I'm willing to carry. No matter what the cost, no matter what they say, no matter what they do to me, I'm willing to carry the Messiah. I'm willing to carry the one that will change my world and change the people around me. See, when you carry Christ, you have the answer for everybody that's surrounding you. His name is Jesus. And he shall save his people from their sins. Today, I don't know why you're here. Some of you are here, but simple invitation. And thank you so much for your bravery of coming. And I do believe it's bravery going to a place you've never been before. Thank you. Thank you for allowing God to speak to you today. Thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to draw your heart today. Thank you for allowing the Word to be deposited in your life today. Thank you so much for being here. But you're here for a reason. And then there are others in the room, you've been coming to church, but you still don't know God. You still have not accepted Jesus as your Savior. Today's your day. If we had bows, everybody that gives their heart to the Lord, I'd like to put a bow on your head, because there's no better gift to Christ than your life. Today, you have to choose. Well, today, I just can't make a decision today. Well, then you've chosen. A choice is yes and or no, or even later. That's still choice. If Mary had said, well, God, I might want to do that, but I kind of want to sow my oats a little bit, then the Messiah wouldn't have come on time. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he had a choice. Do I choose to go to the cross or do I choose to save my own life? And he had to make a choice. Not my will, but thine be done. I want to tell you this with all seriousness. You will never regret making a choice for Jesus. I do want to speak to the men real quickly. We live in a society where men think that if they know God, they're weak. I'm telling you, a fish can swim downstream with everybody, but it takes a real man to swim upstream. It takes a real man to make a decision that I'm going to follow God and I'm going to lead my family. You're not weak if you know God, men. You're strong. There's no greater satisfaction than to get to heaven and to realize that generations have been changed because you made a decision to follow Christ with all of your heart, your mind, your body, soul, and your strength. There's no greater decision to make than, yes, I've been able to lead my children to Christ. I've led my wife. I've led my family. And now, in eternity, generations are standing with you as you worship the King. That's strength, not weakness. Today, I have some choices for you. I challenge you to choose Jesus. Are you religious? It don't get you to heaven. Are you a good person? It doesn't get you to heaven. Are you sincere? It doesn't get you to heaven. There's only one name under heaven to draw you shall be saved. It's the name of Jesus. And it's a relationship, not a religion. Bow your heads with me this morning. Thank you for the honor of being able to share with you today. Thank you for coming to His Tabernacle Family Church. As you notice the name, it's not my tabernacle. It's not your tabernacle. It's His tabernacle. Today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and today you want to accept the Lord, and you're saying, but I don't even really know what it means. That's okay. You got to start somewhere, and you might as well put your first foot forward. Today, if you do not know Christ, but you want Him in your life, you know that if you die today, you're not going to go to heaven, or you used to know you would, but now you're not living right. You know you're not living right. You know there's sin between you and God. God wants to eradicate that. He wants to wash you clean. He wants you to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if you take your last breath today, you'll be with Him forever. Today, if you would like to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you want to make sure you're right with God. You want to be the Christmas present this year to the King. You want to carry the presence of the Lord. I'd like you to slide your hand up this morning. Is there anyone this morning that would like to receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior? I'm not going to wait long. Thank you, young lady. Is there anyone else this morning? I'm not going to wait long. Come on, get your hand up. Thank you very much. Thank you. You can put it right back down. Thank you. Is there anyone else this morning? Thank you, young lady. Five. Come on, get your hand up. Four. Thank you. Three. Thank you in the back, both of you. Two. Come on, get your hand up. Thank you, sir. Last call. One. Everyone in the room just made a decision to carry Christ or to be Christ. I pray you chose Him, the best choice you'll ever make. Stand with me this morning. I'm going to have the prayer team come to the front of the altar. I'm going to have Mindy meet me right on over here. Great news, the animals have arrived. Years ago, we used to have a live nativity over in the corner, and the camel you're going to see out there was the baby that we actually would get through the door and get in here. Now, you ain't getting that thing through the door. Life goes by quickly. Can I hear an amen? And all you know is this, you and I don't control any of it. That's the part where you want to make sure you're right. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. I thank you, God, that you love us. This ultimate love story is absolutely true. God, we bind any spirit of religion in the room in the name of Jesus. We bind, God, even the devil that blinds the mind of the unbeliever. And we declare a revelation of the Holy Spirit, of the need to know God. Release that anointing, God, to draw the sinner to salvation. Jesus, don't let us be a moment gift, but let us be a lifetime gift where we never leave the tree. We need you, and we declare your love for us. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. We have the prayer team up here. If you need prayer for anything, you need prayer for healing, prayer for deliverance, just encouragement in the Holy Spirit. Mindy's standing right here. For all those that raised their, please for just one more moment, all those that raised their hand for salvation, maybe you didn't raise your hand, you wanted to, but you didn't. I want you to meet us right up here, right now. Come right out of your chair, meet us to the front. We want to pray with you this morning. Can you give them a hand clap as they come? If you raise your hand for salvation, make your way right out of your chair. Meet us right up here. Come on now. Come on now. Mindy's right here. We love you. Enjoy Jesus. We'll see you Tuesday night at 6:30. Make sure you bring guests with you. We are going to have a time on Christmas Eve.